I had to believe what I had been taught. I had to believe what I had been reading. I had to know that I know what Pastor said, but Pastor said a lot in the beginning and the whole. I had to know that I know that I know that I know that he was going to work it out. And he worked it out. She done took a last radiation treatment. Praise God. They told her, you know, it was stage 4. You'll never work again. Girl, been back at work. Didn't miss a ball game. Didn't miss a school function. She didn't miss it. I'm telling you, God's word works. God's word works, but it works by the faith. And the faith grows and the anointing comes up on you because you have the faith to work it. And when the anointing comes up on you, then you can take that anointing and you can put it on somebody else and you can change somebody else's life. You can speak a word into somebody else's life. You can change that situation because the anointing, that's not going to stay on you. It's going to move on to somebody else. It's going to change somebody else's life and somebody else's situation. But you got to learn to flow in it. We got to get to that point where we are flowing. Well, the anointing is flowing in our life to be effective in the body of Christ. There are different levels of anointing. I said some walk in ankle levels, some walk in knee levels, some waist levels, and some are swimming in the deep. It's in a church that operates under the fivefold ministry. Ephesians chapter 4, talking about the fivefold ministries. And I looked up the word equip. Equip means making fully qualified for service saints in time for us to get qualified for service. Equip means making fully qualified for service. Making fully qualified for service. So it's time for us to get qualified for service. A lot of us ain't qualified for service because a lot of time when we come to church, we come to have church. And I've been there. I didn't feel church that day. So everything I felt reflected right here. So I'm not talking about you. I'm saying the people of Christ. All of us have been there. There are days you feel more holy. I say it like this. There are days you feel more holy than you do on some days. It's easier to get up on some days and hallelujah, shout, dance. But we should be there all the time. The bishop come in here. He comes in church on Sunday. He said, who ready to have church? When he said, who ready to have church, the whole church should be up. One accord, praising, serving, getting ready for the anointing to just take over the place. Getting ready for whatever God has prepared for our hearts that day. But a lot, when we come into church, we're not qualified for service because we got so much going on. Got so much going on up here. Because God, he wants to pour out an anointing on his people that the world has never seen. But as long as we got our own mind, our own agenda, our own feelings, we will never truly feel the anointing and the spirit that God desires for his people. We must have the mind of Christ. We must seek the mind of Christ. That, you know, when I get up in the morning and I pray and I say, Lord, I want the mind of you. I don't want my own mind because my own mind is going to lead me astray. I don't know about you, but my own mind will lead me astray. I want the mind of Christ because it's easy to get upset. It's easy to get distracted. It's easy to have your mind on, especially a woman. It's 500 things we can think about. A woman just, you know, we just got so much we can think about. It's just natural for a woman to think of what I gotta do, what I didn't do, what I need to do, what I should have did, what I should have said, what I thought. And I don't want my mind. I want the mind of Christ to move and dwell in me. And the more I speak that, the more, and it's easier because, y'all, I'm a living witness just this year of operating in it, of saying it, that I have overcome so many situations that did not faze me because I thank you, Christ, that I have the mind that you have. No, I'm not there, but I'm working on it. I'm allowing him to work on it for me. I'm allowing him to change it for me. But I have to make myself available. I have to make myself available to him.